Many are hearing God's voice and they don't even realize it. God speaks to us in multiple ways. My guest has launched thousands to tap into the frequency of God. Next. I have to tell you, the presence of God has been so strong all day in our television studio, and I believe it's going to do nothing but do what the Bible says, go from glory to glory. I believe the Holy Spirit of the living God is in this studio, and He's going to show Himself strong. And I'm telling you, we are going to yield to Him, and He is going to show off the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, with signs and wonders and miracles and manifestations of the glory like few have ever seen.
Come on.
Darren, you accepted the Messiah as a child, but just as a child, having no teaching, no paradigm, your parents didn't have any knowledge of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, you had, as a young child, what is known as a seer anointing. You saw an angel many times, I'm sure, but tell me about that one.
Well, the first time I remember seeing an angel, I was in a church. I was at a children's crusade. I was about 8 years old, I think, or nine, somewhere in that range. They called an altar call for salvation. And there was hundreds of children there. They just went to the front, but I was lingering back. And I finally said, you know what, I want to go up. I want to give my heart to the Lord. And when I came out of my pew and started walking forward, an angel manifested right beside me. And he was about 14, 15 feet tall. And I remember thinking, you're a big guy, because, you know, in a child's mind, I was like, you're a big guy. And then I thought, God is bigger. Whew. And that was the revelation I got. God is big.
At 16, you had a dream in heaven, and your calling was revealed.
I had a dream one night. I was in heaven. I was sitting in this room that looked like a cloud. It was massive. You couldn't look at the dimensions to determine how big this place was. It was just massive. And all the souls that I had brought to Christ in my life were in that room. And then the angel of the Lord came into the room, and he just pointed at me like this, and he said, come. And I was terrified. I mean, the fear of God came all over me, but I followed him. We walked out into a hall in heaven. Again, the dimensions you couldn't calculate, but it was stunning. It was beautiful. And I walked down this hall. We went into another room, and this was the gulf. I would call it, I was standing on the edge of Hades. And you know where Lazarus was and the rich man. I was standing in this place. And then I saw before me the ruin of humanity. For all time. And the destruction was immense. It looked like a war zone. I remember seeing very normal looking people there. And then I saw tyrants there from before we were born. And then suddenly coming down the middle of the road, there's a horse-drawn cart. And it's like a monkey cage. It's only about 4 feet high, 6 feet by 6 feet, and wooden bars. Inside it was my mother. And she was looking at me, and the angel, what's going on here? And the angel said, look at her now. You will never consider her again. She will be lost. Because she didn't know the Lord.
Oh.
So I woke up. I went to my mother. I told her she got saved that day.
I would think so. You know, a lot of people have never heard what I'm going to ask Darren about in a moment. Never heard this possibility. But you travel in the Spirit.
All the time.
And you actually, in the Spirit, you pray for people's healings.
Yeah.
Tell me about the twins.
Oh my, that was when I first came back to the Lord, Sid. This was in 2005. I'm learning about the things of the Spirit, and I've been hearing about people transporting in the Spirit and ministering to people. And I said, God, if that's a possibility, I want it for my life. You know what I mean? I don't want to just hear stories about it. I want my own stories. So I was going to sleep, and often what I do is I access the realms through my dreams. I'll pray before I go to bed and ask God for revelation, and then in the night, He gives me the answers. And this is all by faith, of course. You have to believe you heard by faith and ask by faith. But I said to God, I was going to bed, I said, God, if I can minister to people in my dreams while I sleep, I want to do it tonight. And in my dream that night, I was flying through a city in Canada, which is where I'm from, and near the ocean. And there's hundreds and hundreds of people lined the streets. And the Lord spoke to me about the power of God that flows through our eyes. And I began to look people in the eyes, and the power of God would just go out into the Spirit, into all those people. I landed on the ground. There was a house to my right. I walked into the house, and there was a woman with twins in her hands, and one of them was dead. And I took the baby in my hand, and the baby came back to life. So now a week later, I was invited to a house church. And the woman in there was only 9 people there. They asked me to come to give my testimony. So I walked in there, and the lady's despondent. I said, well, what's wrong? She said, I have twins in my womb. And she said, one of them is dead. I said, no, he's not. No, she's not. And we prayed and laid hands on her. The baby was born fine. And she's 14 years old or 15 years old today. Yeah.
Just a few minutes ago, you told me something I didn't think was possible. You told me I showed up in your hotel room.
He did. I'm from Canada, guys, and it's still winter. So I come down here, and suddenly my allergies start acting out, you know? And I mean, I had migraine headaches for the first 2 days coming down into the south. I went to the store and bought everything I could imagine to buy to try to get rid of it. And so 2 mornings ago, I'm a little bit worried because I got to be on the show, and I got these headaches. And I'm like, God, you need to do something. Well, Sid appears in front of me as I'm waking up. It's a waking vision. And I see him there, and he hands me like what's like a nasal spray. And on the actual...
By the way, you don't know this, but I use a nasal spray.
That's true. But the spray was Jesus.
And I haven't used that particular one.
I sprayed Jesus up my nose, and the headaches went away.
Now, there's some people pulling their hair out. Don't do it. You can't afford it. But before Darren moved into this full gifting, there was a battle for his destiny. Just as there's a battle over your destiny, he had an encounter with God and the devil. The battle was fierce. The spirit world is real. Be right back. You know, if I was to look at you many years ago on the outside, you had it all. You had 2 university degrees, an amazing job, wonderful marriage. But what was going on behind the scenes?
Well, I had given my heart to the Lord when I was a young man, but I'd gone through like a hurt with the church, and I thought God hurt me. So I walked away from the Lord at the age of 20, 21, 22 years of age, and I became an intellectual atheist and studied liberalism in university, and actually ended up with 2 degrees in government. And I was a trained economist and worked in the highest ranks in the government of Canada in national security after September 11th. And so I was doing billion-dollar math problems. I was putting strong IT equipment into the nation. It was a time where, like you said, on the outside, it looked like I had it all together. But as an atheist, my whole life fell apart. Not speaking to God, the anger that was inside my heart. My wife at the time and I went through a lot of trials because she was still pushing into the things of the Spirit, but now I'm like an angry man, and our marriage fell apart. It never came back together again. So 1 year after that, I'm working in my first years in government. I become suicidal. And I actually ended up in the closet hanging myself one night.
Oh, thank you.
I'm excited about it. That became the place I met the Lord, in that place.
I can understand.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be too excited.
I don't want to be there again. I don't want to be back there again, but I'm glad this occurred. We have to be thankful in all things. And anyway, I ended up hearing the Lord as I'm blacking out, going into death. I hear the Lord speak and he says, "What are you doing?" And he's so compassionate. It was so compassionate. "I have a plan for your life." It was Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord's plans to prosper you, give you a hope and a future." And then I had an encounter where he sucked me up into the sky and I was over my city and I began to fly like a Canadian goose. It was like in formation, and I was at the point, and we were flying from town to town, and revival was breaking out in every town that I was going to. And that's really, for the last 10 years, I've been in 39 different nations. I've been in 200 to 300 different towns, cities, all around the world, and everywhere we go, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. Salvations occur, healings take place, people get delivered from demons. Amen?
Yeah. You know, today, hearing and praying the voice of God is the passion of your heart.
Absolutely.
How important is this?
Once you become intentional with God and you begin, the Bible has promises, and then you have to actually believe those promises. It says, "Seek me and you shall find me when you seek me with your whole heart." And God, you know what he does? When you begin to seek him, there's a hunger and there's a thirst, which you can feel in the atmosphere here today. Even on the broadcast as you're listening today, I know some of you are hungry and thirsty. And I declare in the spirit right now, get ready. God is about to show up in your room. And when I became intentional, seeking after God, I laid down everything. I walked away from my government job. I ended up really a pilgrimage at this point, just living by faith. I would pray 8 to 10 hours a day on my face or lying down, because I came out of Toronto. The revival in Toronto, we soaked in the spirit. I soaked in the spirit, and then suddenly one night, waves of the Holy Spirit came into the room. And I remember just, it washed over me, and suddenly I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and I started to hear his voice so clearly. And then he began to speak such wonderful things that it was so hard in the beginning to believe it, because it was too good. I was a sinner. I came out of a gross background where I was a bad sinner. I had my PhD in sin. I did whatever my heart wanted to do. And now suddenly God's telling me he loves me and he's got a great plan. And I rebuked God. And I said, "God, you got to stop talking to me." But he never did. He just got louder. He began to speak more and more. And he said, "Darren, I love you." And that began to enter into my heart. And then he began to reveal his nature to me. And the more that he revealed himself, the more I got healed. And I noticed that when I got healed, I had more peace. And so I became very hungry to hear God's voice and enter into his plans. I believe what I became like was Ezekiel, who in the intimacy with God, he's standing in the valley of dry bones and he hears God speak, and then he speaks what God says. And I noticed that as I began to do that, there's stuff would be created. My ministry, my family, my home, my business, all these things came out of hearing it. But I started with declaration, and then I asked for strategy to enter into it, and it began to birth.
You know, you teach that many people can hear God almost as well as you,
but they
miss it because God speaks in so many different ways. We don't have much time, but tell me one way God speaks that people may not be that
familiar. It's in my book. I mean, you need to get that book and get those teachings, because that will give you a great foundation. But God speaks very loudly in many ways. Some of us, we have blocks, and we might think, well, God only speaks through reading the Bible. Or because that becomes a block then you don't hear God speak in a sunrise or a bird singing. God can speak through any of that. I was just there yesterday. I was editing one of my pictures of a clock, and I said, "It's time." I said, "It's time." And then I look at the television, right on the screen was written, "It's time." So God spoke through a photo and a television program. I could discount that and say it's coincidence or it's God. And I don't know what that meant, but I know it's time for something. God, something good, because God only speaks good. God wants to create good things in your life. And when you come into communion with Him and begin to listen to Him and He begins to speak, there's a creativity, a blessing. I always marry the things God do to Deuteronomy 28, the blessing. God wants to bless your life. He wants the blessings to manifest in every part of your life. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you not to be barren. He wants your house blessed. He wants your career blessed. He wants your ministry blessed. So when we listen to the voice of God and we respond and enter into it by obedience, great fruitfulness comes.
When we return, Darren is going to pray an impartation for you to hear God's voice and have prophetic dreams and visions. And there's one more thing I want you to do. I found out that Paul Youngie Cho, who's now in heaven, prayed over you.
He did.
And you had an impartation for supernatural faith.
That's right.
It's time to take back what the enemy has stolen.
Years ago, I was in the darkest place of my life. I was divorced, I became an atheist, I was tormented by devils, and was even on my way to becoming a warlock. I had no hope and tried to commit suicide. Then in that dark place, I heard God's voice speak to me.
Call now to get Darren Canning's powerful book, Tuning Into the Frequency of God, and his three-part audio CD set, Praying God's Prayers, God's Pathway to Supernatural Results, plus his bonus card, a replica of Darren's Seer original painting. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9817. Darren has taught thousands worldwide to hear and understand God's voice. His practical teaching is for every believer. Through his powerful book, Tuning Into the Frequency of God, you will learn how to hear and recognize the voice of God. Interpret what God is saying to you through your dreams, visions, and encounters. Learn how to minister to others from the sound of God's voice. You will also get Darren Canning's anointed three-part audio CD series, Praying God's Prayers, God's Pathway to Supernatural Results. Through this anointed audio CD series, you will learn how to remove blockages and lies from the enemy that keep you from hearing God's voice. Discover the winning strategy to fulfill God's will for your life. Listen to prayers and declarations that will activate you to clearly hear God's voice. Darren includes new prophetic words for your future concerning America and the world. Plus, you will receive this bonus card, a replica of Darren's Seer painting, and your name will be entered into a special drawing where one person will win the full-size 24 by 24 inch framed original painting. Don't miss out on getting Darren Canning's powerful book, Tuning Into the Frequency of God, and his anointed three-part audio CD set, Praying God's Prayers, God's Pathway to Supernatural Results, plus his bonus card, a replica of Darren's Seer original painting. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9817. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9817 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Darren, you emphasize and spend a lot of time how to hear God's voice. And once you hear God's voice, how to pray the things God says to you personally back to Him. Why is it important for us to pray back to Him what we have heard from God?
Because what we speak creates. The God creates by His Word. I mean,
so it says strategic partnership.
Yes.
God tells us what to do, but He needs a human to speak it.
That's right. So I learned that, and that's why declaration is so important. When I begin to declare things into the Spirit, I'm seeing in my spirit, my imagination begins to see the creation of it. So I'm speaking and declaring, and it's creating the atmosphere for that to grow. So God speaks, I create. And this is why I said Ezekiel, when He spoke, the valley came back to life because He spoke. God used a person to speak because authority has been given to man. in this realm. And we need to create with God by speaking what He tells us to speak. We lack wisdom, so we ask God, what should I do? What should I say? And as we begin to enter into it, then it creates the atmosphere it was sent to do.
I tell you, there is a presence of God here. Amen. For breakthrough. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
Against you and you alone have I sinned.
Against you and you alone have I sinned.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I love you, God.
I love you, God.
I believe.
I believe.
You love me.
You love me.
And you sent your son, Jesus.
And you sent your son, Jesus.
To die in my place.
Die in my place.
And by his blood.
And by his blood.
You remember my sins no more.
You remember my sins no more.
And I am clean.
And I am clean.
Now that I am clean.
Now that I am clean.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Messiah and Lord.
I make you my Messiah and Lord.
Oh God. I want to know you better.
I want to know you better.
I want to experience your presence.
I want to experience your presence.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. Darren's going to pray for impartation. But to get it deep, deep in your spirit, you've got to get the impartation from his books. His book, thousands have either heard the teaching or read the book. And I can tell you, they are now hearing God's voice. Then you pray it back to him. Darren, I want you to pray for us to have faith and dreams and visions. Pray that right now into the camera.
Well, I just declare over you that the revelatory realm will begin to manifest in your life. And according to the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit would be poured out on all flesh. The sons and daughters would prophesy. The old men and young men would have dreams and visions. And even on the maidservants, it says the Holy Spirit would be poured out. So it's all inclusive. And we just declare right now that everyone listening to this broadcast, you will be immersed in the voice of God. No longer will you say, was it God? You will know that it's God, and you will create with God. I just declare that your life is turning around. There's an angel of breakthrough being assigned to you right now. And I declare breakthrough over every difficult situation, finances, marriages. I just declare health, breakthrough in relationships with your children. I declare breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. So get ready. God is about to show you great and mighty things you never knew.
Darren, pray right now for this gift you have, supernatural faith.
Yeah, well, I declare all the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in your life, but the gift of faith is a foundational gift that will allow you to step boldly into the plans that God has for your life. And I declare right now, also, it's a fruit of the Spirit, the fruit and the gift manifesting in your life. God is about to release His faith upon you to do great and mighty things. You're going to take bold steps in this season. Some of you, and I've seen it right now, are about to step out as wild missionaries and to go to places where people will be saying, why are you going there? And you'll say, because I heard God. That's what happens when you hear God's voice. It creates the faith to step into it. So I just declare, some of you are about to hear about resurrection power over your families, and somebody might even have someone who dies, but you're going to know they're going to live because you saw it in a dream or a vision. So Father, we declare that kind of faith being released through the revelatory realm of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.